You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, this weekend, the third national Sahaba Jalsa will be taking place, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where ulama from all parts of the countries will be giving lectures in all parts of the countries, and this has been arranged by Al Farooq. Now, from Al Farooq, we joined on the line by Naeem Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The third Jalsa, so it's a third time round. What is different at this time round?
Manana, this time round, I think, is the size of the Jalsas is now gone international. We know it's no more just the African continent in one, two countries outside of the African continent. Alhamdulillah, this time in many parts of the world, the Sahaba Jalsas are taking place, and this is just something which we never expected, we never planned for. It's just by the kudrat, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these jalsas are now taking place throughout the globe, alhamdulillah.
Perhaps you could outline to the listeners, what is the purpose of these jalsas?
Alhamdulillah, 4 or 5 years ago, Al Farooq Institute was formed, and mainly with the idea of honoring the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, promoting the love for Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the fazilat of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, but also dispelling the misconceptions or the misinformation campaigns launched by the various sects, different sects like the Shiites, etc., around the globe, for us to basically get the ulama to educate the ummah with regards to the truth when it comes to the history of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the history of Islam as a whole. And 3 years ago, under the guidance and mashura of some of the senior ulama, like Maulana Abbas Ali Jina Saab of the Jamiat ul-Ulama, Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Maulana Shabir Saab from Darul Zakaria, we decided to host a Sahaba Jalsa nationally on at the same time period in different towns nationally, and I think one of the main idea behind that is, if I can't, for the lack of a better word, if you use the word noise, if enough noise is made and people attend these programs, alhamdulillah, they will learn the misconception, the truth with regarding our history of Islam. And alhamdulillah, the last 2 years has been successful. Radio Islam was involved since our inception with the Jalsas 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The first year we spoke on Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The second year we decided now to start with a theme every year, and last year we did Sina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, our beloved mother, Sina Aisha radiallahu anhu. And this year we continue to the second Khalifa of Islam. Allah chose him second, so we also chose him second, Sina Umar radiallahu anhu, and his beloved daughter, our mother, Sina Hafsa radiallahu anhu. I think the main thing is that we can, our ulama are out there and willing to teach or willing to educate every one of us about the truth as far as our own deen is concerned.
Alhamdulillah, yes. The ulama have really come on board, as you've been outlining. And as I understand, close to 130 programs will be taking place. Just an overview of some of the places, you know, some unique places that were not touched before.
Marana, I think, you know, last year when you interviewed me, you asked the same question to me, and we were overwhelmed, because last year we had 160 programs, of which 42 were basically evening programs, and the rest, 120, were Jummah programs. This year, we've done it a bit different. We can't even calculate the Jummah programs, because every masjid is having a Jummah program. So, alhamdulillah, those programs will continue, and those ulama will educate the masses in Jummah. But for the actual jalsas or main programs, ladies programs, youth programs, evening programs, that is about 130 from 42 last year, so it's grown. But some of the venues and some of the areas, you know, it brings back the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that every baked and unbaked house on earth will have deen, be invited to deen. And a small town in Limpopo called Rita, it's on the outskirts of Bela Bela, a small township. Even there, you know, the ulama was saying, I never heard of it before, this jalsa at a place called Rita in our country. And he said, even there, the Sahaba's names and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his praises will be where we've spoken about even in a small area like this. So alhamdulillah, this year, that's very, very encouraging that the township areas Nas in Mpumalanga, close to the Mozambique border, not far from Kamati Port, is holding a program for the Maldao. See, that stuff is going to be there. And but the cherry on the cake, I think, for us at Al Farouk is the program that will take place in Denmark.
Subhanallah.
I think, you know, it brings tears to my eyes of joy that a place where cartoons were drawn about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, well, who's the Jilsa on his Sahara? So I think, when you like Denmark, a small country like Grenada in the South American continent, which only hosts a small group of Muslims, I think two masajid in the whole island, even there, alhamdulillah, the Jilsa will take place. So all this is to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the efforts of all the ulama all around the world.
Subhanallah, yes, going to the far corners of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Perhaps, Brother Naeem, you know, just to give us insight, what has it been like for the team at Al Farouk, putting all of this together?
Well, alhamdulillah, this year, obviously the work had increased because of the amount of venues, and more than the venues is the response from the ulama. I have no words. You always hear in the community that ulama is not prepared to do this, ulama is a sajik. Wallahi, Mulana, this is something we've never seen in this jilsa. Up till today, after half an hour ago, ulama was still phoning. Is there a venue available for us to go? People are willing to go distances, drive 400-500 kilos. I give you an example. Mulana Dawood Sirat is doing the jilsa starting today, Wednesday. He's covering area like Nelspruit, Malalan, Kamati Port, Barberton, White River, Nas, all these areas in 6 days. He's going to be spending 6 days on the road only speaking on Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So this is something which the ulama have taken this and we can't, this ulama that have come back. I give you an example. When Ali phoned, very senior Ali, and he said, he's doing a jalsa in Azadwal tonight. Then one in Wood Bank on Friday. And it's a Kaza came up that Nurul Islam is also available. And he said, even I'm willing to do this. So, the ulama, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, have come on board and have supported this campaign tremendously. The masjid committees, the radio stations, the media publicity, the SMS organizations out there, everybody has just come on board, and it makes your task so much more lighter and easier when you have everybody united in one direction, and it also it's a motivating factor, you know, when ulama phone you and masjid committee phone you and you don't have to phone them back 10 times and say, are you available or this, they come themselves on board, and alhamdulillah, this is all the mercy of Allah in the status of Sahaba radiallahu anhu and Allah's love for Sahaba radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah. Brother Naeem, in terms of the general public, now we need them to go out and to listen to the programs and support the ulama and gain the knowledge that is being disseminated. Your message to them?
I think whichever masjid is hosting programs, people in those areas should attend the programs. I know some of the programs will be live on radio, some will be on audio stream, but obviously even the radio stations will tell you it is more beneficial if you sit in the actual program in front of the alim than to listen to him. If it's possible that you can attend the program, then alhamdulillah, it's better. I think many special ladies programs are taking place. Obviously, at night sometimes it becomes an issue for women to attend programs. Then obviously the Bilal receiver or the audio streaming is the next best option. But I think, Moana, it is important that people attend these programs. One is to show unity. You know, one of the ulama of KZN wrote something yesterday, and he said at least on the day of Qiyamah, you can tell Sahaba radiallahu anhu that, oh Sahaba, we promoted love for you. We loved you and we promoted your love and your honor. And if that is not enough, then what are we? So I think at least we can tell the Sahaba that in the time we live,
where people have passing remarks against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, against our mother Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu, that she poisoned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those kind of remarks, alhamdulillah, we were present when those the remarks or those false accusations were dispelled by the ulama. We were in those gatherings, and Allah's mercy descends upon those gatherings. So inshallah, we ask, we plead to all the community members that they have these programs in the areas, please attend. And I think in most of the areas, I think in a province like Mpumalanga, even a town like Leslie has not been left out. Trichardt has not been left out. Small, small towns, alhamdulillah, the ulama have taken on the task to travel distances. In Swaziland, 7 programs in a country like Swaziland is taking place. So, alhamdulillah, I don't think we have an excuse in the time we live in. We don't have an excuse. This year, Monana, something we just struck my mind yesterday, and we discussed with the brothers in Al-Farooq, is that, you know, everybody today wants to respect and honor the Ahlul Bayt. Who doesn't love the Ahlul Bayt? I think the main fight that the Shia and Sunni issue came about is about the Ahlul Bayt. And alhamdulillah, the first Jalsa this year will be launched. And how Allah planned it, that the person that will be speaking at this Jalsa is none other than Maulana Abbas Ali. Maulana Abbas Ali, we all know, is a Sayyid, a direct descendant of Musa Qazi, Imam of Musa Qazi, the Shias call him Imam, direct descendant of Sayyidina Ali, and direct descendant of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how Allah is planning that the kickoff Jalsa will be spoken by Ahlul Bayt themselves. So the Ahlul Bayt will speak about Sahaba. It is something we never planned. It is just something Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala made happen. And I think this is just a favor of Allah upon us.
Subhanallah, yes, the help of Allah undoubtedly, with the putting everything together and making it all fall in place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. You personally, where will you be, at which of the programs would be possible for you to attend?
We'll be traveling around. We have a special program on Saturday night. It's just that we had 2 speakers, so we have a program in Erasmia. I'm not biased, but I know I'm from Erasmia, but we have a program. Musa Ndubani from Peter Maritzburg will be speaking on the topic. The second half of the program will be Maulana Ridwan Kaji. He will speak on the status of the Ahlul Bayt and the relationship with Sahaba. So it will be a 2-in-1 Jalsa. So Saturday night I'll be there, inshallah. Friday night, probably Middleburg, where Hazrat Maulana Abu Bakr Manjra will be addressing. And inshallah, tonight I'm trying to go to Marlboro.
Inshallah.
Well, there's a Jalsa taking place in Bombela Stadium. You wanted to know on certain venues, which it just slipped my mind, but Bombela Stadium, the Soccer World Cup Stadium, in 2010. Alhamdulillah, programs happen now and then there, but this year Sahaba Jalsa will be taking place for the Lowveld area Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at the stadium, to be addressed by Maulana Kari Dawood Siratsab, as well as like Maulana Abdul Majid Banda and a few other ulama from the Mpumalanga area. So alhamdulillah, if people in that area or people got a time in the morning on Sunday morning, we could travel for soccer all the way to Bombela Stadium to watch soccer. Alhamdulillah, people can travel all the way to Bombela Stadium this year and listen to the advices of the ulama with regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to take maximum benefit from these programs. Congratulations and well done. May Allah accept all the efforts from the team at Al-Farooq. And we then now at this stage make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it all fall in place with ease and comfort, and take all the ulama to their venues and return them with afiyat, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah, Mawlana, for all the help from the team at Radio Islam and for broadcasting our programs, as well as for all the many ulama from your radio station that are participating in the programs all over the country.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, that was Brother Naeem Patel from Al-Farooq speaking to us about the jalsas that will be taking place across the country.